pretty bad.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oreos? We might have to kind of speak up. Welcome to the Futile Podcast. Tonight we're talking about Dark City. We watched the director's cut, which had... I can never remember with movies sometimes how much stuff seems extra.
I don't think they added anything. It was just that they cut out the voiceover.
They cut out the voiceover? I think they added some with the cop.
There was that really long scene where she sings that entire song unnecessarily.
I think that's in the original theatrical.
I don't think the whole thing was in the original.
Taste, but man, it'll grow on you.
Get the soundtrack.
So Matt, you were saying
Decca Records.
You were saying that you think when you were a young and tormented kid, you used to watch movies in a bad mood, and so that color.
Yeah, and I used to be really cynical, I guess. And
were you
in
a good mood this time?
Yeah, I was. Yeah, and I enjoyed it a lot more than I remember.
That
happens to me a lot.
That's bro
lately.
Yeah, that's
I love it.
That's, so you have like reverse nostalgia?
Yeah, I guess so.
That's awesome. I totally wish I could do that. I was just telling them that it bothers me when I watch something that I liked 10 years ago and I realize
I think I should
bad,
try
so.
Watching Tank Girl without doing mushrooms
yeah.
first.
Yeah. So yeah.
Tank Girl sucks. It's really bad.
Yeah,
it's
really
terrible.
Bad.
So you didn't like
You're it? Not just hating on Lori Petty.
It's
are you?
It's everything that like happens in the movie. Is all a contrivance.
Yeah, right, of course.
And it's explained by a character.
Yeah, it's a lot of exposition, which I thought...
It's not just a lot of exposition, it's brief and concise exposition, but it's like offhandedly, oh, by the way,
right.
This guy has evolved. Maybe that's stupid.
Yeah.
That's not even how evolution works. That's not even...
So you're in the Stephen Jay Gould camp?
Stephen Jay Gould camp in that Dark City's not very good.
And well, he believes we have peaked, I believe.
No, I don't think that at all. It's just that's just literally not how evolution works.
How explain to
well,
us?
Okay.
Well, it doesn't work in the course of a human life.
Exactly.
For a person.
So, while
I mean,
someone,
well,
there's
while
mutation.
Someone, yeah, but there's mutation, but that's not usually something that happens unless you like fall in a vat.
Well,
of toxic
that would
waste.
Be mutation.
Okay, so it's sci-fi magic stuff that's kind of the contrivance you're talking about. I think where Dark City is its most successful. Kind of like with movies like Blade Runner and stuff, is just for having like a pervasive, very effective kind of noir mood. It looks really good.
Stylistically,
yeah.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Like,
it's got a really cool early 50s Ford.
Yeah, absolutely. It's got all kinds of really cool stuff. Like the automat is neat. It looks like that Hopper painting Nighthawks.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
it's like
the
whole movie.
But the design
that.
Also was a lot more like expressionistic and stuff. There's a lot of
the German expressionistic stuff, yeah.
But a lot of Art Deco design, too.
For sure.
The
huge
made
clock
me
faces,
feel,
yeah.
I feel like Jennifer Connelly is only in those kinds of movies.
Huh. All right. It's under Dark Water.
Last fucking movie.
Mulholland Falls.
Don't even get me started.
I have Labyrinth. I mean, we can continue.
House of Sand.
Sand and Fog?
Sand and Fog, sure. I don't know.
Right.
Well, I don't like watching movies where we're juiced then.
Yeah, Skeletor, you were saying?
Yeah.
Skeletor?
Skeletor.
Was she in Masters of the Universe?
No,
that was...
I'm saying
that was Chelsea Field and Courtney
like,
Cox.
Chelsea Field
and
Courtney Cox.
It's weird that you know that, but
and Crazy Eye Lady.
Yeah, the cat Eye Lady is Eva Lynn.
You don't doubt the amazing amount.
I haven't seen that in a while. That's one. That's one.
I'd like to rewatch that again because that's fun.
You were saying that like you need a stack to enjoy a movie better, but like my problem is that like for like probably in the last 7 years or so, not so much recently, but like. I would get like blackout drunk to enjoy a movie,
so
and then afterwards I just wouldn't remember it. All.
You're finally
so,
trying to.
So yeah, like I would watch
things
that I never watched as a kid. And my friends were like, "Oh, you got to see the Stupids. It's so, oh man, the Stupids."
Yeah,
and so
we'd
rent
stupid.
The Stupids, and I'd get so drunk that I wouldn't. I don't. I like. I for all I know, I didn't see the Stupids, but I did. I need to see the Stupids again.
It's kind of relating to the theme.
But
of
last
Dark
time
City.
I watched Masters of the Universe, that happened because I saw it when I was like 9.
Uh-huh. And then you
and then I watched
it
when I was like 27, and but I was blackout drunk, so
you
I don't
have a lot of excuses for your alcoholism.
No, there's no excuse. I
oh,
just
okay.
Yeah, I'm not blaming
the
movies.
Stupids is almost valid. I'll give you that.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
I liked Masters of the Universe last time I saw it. I enjoy it.
Last time
it's
I saw it in its entirety,
yeah,
probably what 8.
No way, man. I've seen
9?
It. I've seen it twice as like kind of an adult, which I've never
it's,
have been.
It's Dolph Lundgren, right?
Yeah, Dolph
yeah,
Lundgren.
Dolph Lundgren.
And,
it's not the worst.
Billy Barcy.
Is it what's his name? Skeletor.
Yeah, Frank Langella.
Frank Langella, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
And you got the bald guy, Skinner, from...
X-Files.
From Top Gun and Back to the Future.
Back to the Future.
Yeah.
Also in Armed and Dangerous.
Right, also in Armed and Dangerous.
The Superintendent.
Yeah, Superintendent. Okay.
Yeah, Professor Skinner from X-Files.
yeah, Mitch Pileggi? Shocker?
Yeah, Mitch Pileggi, yeah.
Can't go wrong with Shocker.
Is that movie about the Shocker?
No, the premise for Shocker is that it starts with like he's about to get electrocuted, but apparently they give him all the voodoo stuff he needs as well as his final meal, and he's like got himself hooked to jumper cables connected to like the bars while it's lightning striking, and he's doing some kind of weird incantation.
I remember the box art for that movie.
Isn't it great?
And just staring at me in figuritos.
Yeah.
Is it a Stephen King?
I don't think so.
No.
He's not involved with that?
No.
Alright, maybe I'm thinking of Carrie.
You just take that and you put it away somewhere far, far away.
Right, Christine.
Maybe. What was wrong with Christine?
Nothing, I'm just trying to think of which Stephen King movie I was thinking of when you said
that. Okay. What the fuck does Christine have to do with the Shocker?
Just naming a Stephen King movie.
Right.
Oh, that car's have batteries.
Hearts in Atlantis. Is that what I'm thinking of?
That's what you're thinking of. So, I think...
They made that into a movie?
Yeah.
Dennis Hopper, wasn't it?
With, what's his face?
That, he was going through his weird detoxing phase.
Who?
Stephen King.
Oh, I thought you meant the guy who was in it. What's his name? The old guy. Anthony Hopkins.
Right. So
I only read that one once, and I barely remember it now.
It's a good Moving conversation. On. Yeah, good conversation.
No one's going to be able to hear him.
As much as it sort of has like that sort of sunny, beachy, happy ending, it's still kind of terrifying, the idea that these people are stuck on a floating machine.
They're fine. God is
Which is really
machine.
All we're doing. I mean, if well, you really
right.
think
about
but,
it. But we kind of have a machine that like can kind of sustain itself on some level, and if we all die, that's okay, you know? And then eventually it burns out or whatever else.
Well, hopefully you're okay with
Jeez. It. We'll find out what happens.
Yeah, this is like the panic attack inducing
in Dark City 2. We'll find out what happens.
Right, because they'll remake it. They'll make a new one.
So obviously it wasn't his name, and when he decides to tell her his name at the end, he just sticks with the murderer name.
Yeah, right. He just sticks with the one he knows.
Remember that murderer?
If you're going to choose a name, what would it be?
It would be John Murdock.
Why
John Murder?
What's wrong? It's a perfect.
It would be
good name.
John Murder.
Would it be Chuck Steak or something like
it
that?
Would be Chuck
Steak. A tough guy name?
Bert. You can't go wrong with Bert.
Hank.
Jack.
Hank. So Henry.
No.
If we're being... No, it has to be Hank.
No, Hank.
Okay.
And middle name Ray. Hank Ray. Hank Ray Wright.
Hank Ray Wright?
Yeah.
That's not so bad.
That's
yeah, that sounds right.
That's a pretty good one. You'd have to drive a tow truck in like 1954.
No, I would try to assassinate a president, though.
Okay, right.
Either got a perfect middle name.
Yeah.
That or a civil rights leader.
One of the two.
I mean, like I said, other than the visuals and just the kind of general mood, it's...
The part I always remember from the movie is the initial fight on the billboard. That's like the only part of the movie I really like, I think.
Weird. Because it just comes out of nowhere. They're like,
no, I just like the hand coming down, chopping off the back of the guy's head.
Yeah. It's always like a good chop.
Yeah.
I really like how when he's using his mind to crumble the wood underneath their feet, it looks like rock coming off. Mm-hmm. It doesn't look like wood. It always setting my craw.
That always troubled me as well.
Yeah. Really?
Really.
Oh.
I don't think so.
Last month of insomnia.
This is the first time you'd seen it?
Uh-huh.
And so you're kind of...
It's a fresh...
Just coming
at
it.
It's a new world.
You didn't know any better to be like, you know what? I'm going to stay home and crochet. I don't want to watch Dark City.
Oh, God. I have to watch that.
You must do something productive.
No, it just reminded me of like a lot of other movies, just not very well conceptualized, I guess.
It's got a lot of stuff like...
The art was really cool. The sets were neat, but it was kind of a little dry. Like, it was missing something.
There's been a number of movies like that.
Yeah,
that's kind of Alex Proyas's MO.
What's the perception is reality theme that's in The Matrix? It's in 13th Floor and...
You mean the made-for-TV USA movie? The 13th Floor?
No.
I think it's the one with... what's his name? Craig something?
Craig Bierko or something.
Bierko.
Yeah.
Is that because green?
M13,
yeah,
Mall.
A lot of green, yeah, with Gretchen
a lot
Mall.
Of green. Gretchen Mall.
Gretchen Mall.
Yeah, it's got Gretchen Mall.
There.
Yeah.
Well, shit.
You like
put
the
that
Rounders?
On my list.
Yeah,
we watch Rounders.
Yeah, we should watch Rounders.
Mm. They're making a Rounders, too.
I heard that, yeah.
Years. Seriously?
Yeah.
Even
yeah,
Rounder. Bad. Yeah, no, they're kind of called Spears.
Round and Rounderer. Alex Proyas was following his career path, really. He made The Crow, he made Dark City.
And then he didn't do anything for a really long time. He did some garage band movie.
Well, it wasn't just that. Then, like, when he finally got studio films again, he made
The Happening.
He made iRobot. Make The Happening, that's M. Night.
No,
I'm guessing
The Knowing. The Knowing
was a financial plot.
I can't imagine it made a ton of money, but it had to cost a lot to make.
I'm thinking, yes.
And Requiem for a Dream. And that
I can cook.
So much Jennifer Connelly. That's Aronofsky.
I'm just like trying to think of like all the movies she's been in, and they're all really creepy.
The little Aronofsky stuff is kind of has a similar look to this a little bit. Certainly Requiem for a Dream. And it also has Jennifer Connelly.
Mm-hmm. Well, even The Rocketeer.
Yeah.
Right? That's what's set in the same similar
Mulholland,
period,
Mulholland
time period.
Falls.
We could watch some Timothy Daly.
Mm-hmm.
Follow his career path.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Why not?
Gross.
I think he's the voice of Superman on the animated series.
I don't know shit.
Yeah.
Huh.
The guy from Wings, right? That you're talking about?
Tim Daly?
Yeah.
He plays.
Oh, shit. What am I thinking
you're
of?
You're thinking of the golf.
Timothy Dalton.
Okay, right, yeah. From,
I was hoping you were talking about John Daly.
From Rocketman.
From Rocketeer, yeah,
Rocketeer,
right.
Yeah.
He was
James Bond in two movies.
He was Neville, right?
He was Sinclair Neville.
License to Kill and The Living Daylights.
Yeah, and he was one of the bad guys in Hot Fuzz.
He was a great bad guy in Hot Fuzz.
He had the mustache, yeah. Did you remember Rocketeer?
Somewhat of a
favorite movie.
He's fighting with swords. It's on Netflix now.
Oh my god!
That's a great movie.
Did you know it is? It's a great movie.
I feel like I made
it. Well, it might have been.
Like
I don't know. I was wrong.
Blackout?
No. I saw it when I was a kid.
You watched it recently.
No, I did.
And you were telling me you told me about the son of a bitch will fly. Like this is a great movie.
I did watch that like 5 years ago, and that was pretty good.
Sweet pants.
Maybe 3 years ago.
The white pants.
Can't go wrong.
Like showed too much.
Who has white pants that show too much?
Like a bulge?
Yeah. Everything.
It's not like a...
Sorry. Parachute-y?
No, like, I mean, white pants that show too much are like ballet pants, like Baryshnikov would wear in White Nights or something like that. Where you can like... Or the tights that David Bowie wears in Labyrinth, where you like can clearly see his dick.
The Goblin King?
Really, it wasn't like, what's his bucket?
You can really clearly see David Bowie's genitals in Labyrinth all the way.
Oh my god.
Like, I don't even know if those were pants.
Really
they just put some spray paint on them and just bring them out there.
All the
they were magic pants.
Yeah.
So dance in the magic dance.
Wait.
Absolutely.
Watching it.
Was I a
babe with the power?
Pretty sure. With Labyrinth?
Yeah, I feel like that one is one that I
was Hoggle
super
thread.
Intoxicated while watching, and I didn't see it when I was a kid. So I just really don't remember it.
Did you put your stacked in a wine goblet? Is that what's going on?
Oh, yeah.
It's fancy.
Yeah, I can't drink it all out of a can. For the last bit.
You put some, like, dye into it as well?
Well, I mean, if it's going to be in a wine glass, it looks weird.
Yeah.
It's weird. Yeah. You had to pour a little Coke
on It's Always Sunny when they decided to start pouring wine into Diet Coke cans.
Yeah.
That way you could disguise it in public.
That was clever of them, wasn't it?
But they always had, like, wine mustaches.
Because it was the cheap wine that would really stain their mouths and their lips.
Because expensive wine doesn't do that.
I don't know. It probably does.
You're not a wine connoisseur.
Apparently not. Is it the sulfites? Andy would know, right?
I think it's the tannins.
Oh.
Biff tannins.
So, I give Dark City as a rating probably a solid 3 out of 5. I like the atmosphere. I like just to sort of sit and watch it.
What happened to Rufus Sewell? He was in some stuff for a while.
Well, I think he mostly ended up going the bad guy route. He's sort of weird looking and kind of...
He's that guy
that's always looking... He was the bad guy in, like, Knight's Tale, and then he kind of
that's
was...
Right.
A, I feel like
that's
he was
right.
a serial killer. It was somebody creepy and something else,
he was,
but I don't remember.
He was in the Kenneth Branagh Hamlet for about 5 minutes. He's the guy for the invading country... at the end, who comes in and takes over the kingdom.
Oh, wow. I don't remember.
There's that kind of funny British comedy, Cold Comfort Farm, with Kate Beckinsale. And he was the main guy. Or he was, like, the love interest in that for her.
So he did, like, some stuff like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, yeah. And I'm pretty sure he was in one of the BBC Jane Austen things.
Not to be confused with Colin Firth and the Pride and Prejudice.
No. Oh, you finished that, right? Did you
finish it? I watched all five,
yeah. Yeah. Did you guys ever see the BBC Pride and Prejudice?
Nope.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. So, it's a great scene where... scandalous. Totally scandalous. You guys know Pride and Prejudice, though, right?
Yes.
You've, like... You've seen the anime.
I've seen the porno, too.
Yeah.
This is what he's describing now.
Yeah, exactly. So the scene...
Pride and Prejudice.
I warned Ian as it was coming up. I was like, oh, here comes this super scandalous, sexy scene. And so I think Ian's like, puts his hand down his pants, he's ready. But it wasn't sexy at all. It's scandalous for the times, which is the lady goes and she's visiting Darcy's place. And then Darcy home a day early. And he decided to take a little dip in the pond. And he's wearing he's got his white shirt, and it's kind of unbuttoned, but it's like sopping wet.
It's like that Seinfeld shirt, right?
You can almost see his nips. Yeah, like, it's like the billowy pirate shirt.
Yeah.
And
dreamy.
Oh, it's so dreamy. And she comes down the hill, and he's coming up the hill, and then, and he's always very well spoken, but then she's like, oh, hell, Darcy, holy shit. And he's like, fuck. He starts stuttering and stuff. He never stutters, he's really well spoken, and he's like, you can't look her in the eye. And I'm trying to explain to him, to Ian, how sexy and scandalous this is, and how everyone loves it. And Ian's like, eh. He wants full penetration. He needs to see penetration in his scene.
How else do you know if they love each other?
That's true.
They were just flirty right there.
Yeah, that's
like
hot, flirty, pre-Victorian.
So what was it you were talking about?
Full frontal.
Yeah, Pride and Prejudice.
Penetration.
Pride and Prejudice.
Yeah. Colin Firth, sexy Colin Firth. Remember that? Remember that guy?
Was that one of the Brontes?
No, that's what you made that same mistake.
I did not make that mistake. What did you say?
You asked if she also wrote Jane Eyre.
I just asked if she also wrote Jane Eyre. I knew that Jane Austen was
a mistake, bro.
Okay.
The Brontes were a whole different animal.
Right, of course.
Well, they're okay.
Brontes sources.
Nice.
Jane Eyre is very good, by the way.
3 out of 5, Dark City.
I'm going to give BBC Pride and Prejudice 4 out of 5. And Dark City is going to be 2 out of 5.
2 out of 5. On Zach's disappointed rewatch.
I never loved it. I never loved
yeah,
it.
I never really did either.
The set design, the look of it.
Roger Ebert loved it. And he did like a commentary
and look
on
where
it.
He is now.
Yeah, I know. That's true.
Where did it get him?
2 thumbs down.
Right?
Yeah.
It didn't benefit him.
No, clearly. Anybody else have a rating?
4 stars.
Ephemeral 3. Because you had a solid,
I'll give it a 2.5
three.
Just because
of
Jennifer Connelly.
Yeah, Jennifer Connelly. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, she was a bunch of. Yeah, I don't think it was her. I think that was J-Lo.
What was that song?
Crap.
There was no scheme to it. It was just,
no, it was
just
nothing.
Like,
it was just a song. I think Alex Proyas wrote it.
Well, it's
like,
created
just,
by a bunch of aliens.
Yeah. And so
give her a break.
And
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's kind of where like a lot of the acting is wooden until towards the end, and then it kind of. Like,
but where normally there's in a song, there's a pause every now and then. It was just because she was just kind of like talking into it in a different tone.
Yeah, it's a very sleepy, weird movie because, like I said, they're all programmed by aliens.
Nightmare fuel is what it is. I'm going to have bad dreams about this, and then I'm going to say.
You might have a really cool dream that's like involved and has neat, like, Art Deco design.
I'm going to have a dream where Elizabeth runs into Mr. Darcy, but it's Ian, and he's going to have it.
I hope you don't have to have that dream.
He's like, oh, geez, oh, I'm sorry you had. Well, how are your parents doing?
Yeah.
That's what he says to her.
That's what we say to her.
She's going to be a lot more nervous.
Matt, upon re-seeing it,
yeah,
and being less cynical?
I originally would have given it a 1, I think.
Oh, wow. You came here to see a 1-star movie?
I just love
you're
hanging
a
out
trooper.
With you guys.
You are a definite trooper in the rain and in the sleet.
He's a social animal.
I like that. That shows, that's true friendship. It's like, you know what, you want to watch a movie I hate and I'm going to drive... On $2.99, no less?
Holy cow.
No, we came a different way.
Shit.
Yeah. Tyler told me it was one of his favorite movies.
I love
that
movie.
I gotta trust him.
I came here to see a 5 because Tyler
support.
Blew it up.
I still say it's a 4.
Sales.
I love that movie.
Hey, man. No one's gonna argue with you.
Oh, I'll argue with you.
Well, I mean, you kind of all argue with
me. Well, Well, that was it. That was straightforward.
Yeah, that's gonna fucking bug me now.
What's that?
That author. Is it Jane something?
Jane Austen.
Jane Austen.
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you.